You know, I was out of town yesterday at the PGA show, but so I didn't get to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any other radio station in the world that has such a celebrated 20-year anniversary?
Probably not.
No.
And I'm also going to say there aren't many radio personalities, at least the whole lineup, that has been around as long. I mean, let me see. Norm started 14 years ago on the ticket, and Bob and Dan, almost 15. That's a pretty good, solid.
Yeah.
We had a couple guys leave, but by and large, the main shows were.
Figure things out. Anytime to start up, you got to figure things out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty impressive. I guess maybe Howard Stern, if he was on for 20 years, or some loyal nationally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But on a regional radio show like this, radio station, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
I bet there's nothing like it in the entire world.
No, I didn't see any national coverage. Barry Horn's been writing about it a little bit in the Dallas Morning News. But yesterday, it occurred on a Monday, January 24th, 1994. And I was listening to The Loop. I got hired kind of late by Mike Reiner to run the weekend board op for the Bottle Rockets, Mark Elfenbein, and another guy, Mark Shapiro. And then Sundays started the tee box with Jeff Root from the Dallas Morning News. And the big break was Dave Smith, who used to be the sports editor at Dallas Morning News.
Right.
For some reason, I never understood this, and it started with Randy Galloway. He wouldn't allow any of his writers to take the shows in and out of breaks. They always had to have a custodian, a concierge, somebody to say, and now back to the tee box and your host, Jeff Rude. And that's what I would do. I had to do it because I was working the shift at the time.
Right.
And the show wasn't very good. Rude wasn't very good.
No.
He was just kind of, you know, he wound up talking to me more because he wasn't getting any calls. And then they ultimately fired him, and then I've had 6 co-hosts. It's been 20 years.
Yes. I've been here half that.
You have. Let me see. Started with Rude, then it went to Sandra Haney, Hank Haney, Mike Abbott, Art Salinger, Corby, and then you. And I think you've definitely been around the longest. Part of the issue back then was all the guys and ladies that were on earlier, they used to make a lot of their money on the weekends.
Right.
They'd be doing their junkets. And so I'd either have to do it on the phone or I have to get a coast. Mike Abbott was living in California at the time. And we were doing shows at 6 a.m. on a Saturday, which is 4 o'clock his time. So that did not make for compelling radio.
Yep. And how you and I met. So I started the magazine in 97. 98 was my first real year. In 99, we started Media Madness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you give media guys a chance to talk about themselves.
It was a genius move.
And, you know, the ticket really was the big, you know, and Kid Craddock. I mean, Kid was really good to me. And, but the ticket, and these guys would talk about every match. And I left you and Corby off because I didn't listen to the show on the weekends. And I didn't know there was a golf show on the ticket at the
mm-hmm,
time.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that's when you and I met.
You're dialed in. It was the only golf show in the market.
You know, and you know this as you watch me. When we started Ideal Golfer,
mm-hmm.
you got such blinders on. You're working so hard, and you're mm-hmm. focused on so many things, and you got family too. Yeah, I might even have listened to it, not heard it.
Right.
You know,
I can see that.
And so, yeah, I
think a lot of people do that.
I didn't put you guys in, and you kind of. It was when Chris Arnold was on, and Corby calls me and says, "Hey, Craig, love your magazine. You want to pop on for a little bit?" I was like, "Sure." As soon as I come on, and you and Corby just ransacked me.
We did ambush you, and you had prepared. That was probably the hardest you ever prepared for a show in your life.
It was my first time ever on radio.
Right. And we lured you into the trap, and then we just hammered the crap out of you. It's like, what the hell, dude? And you gave us that deer in headlights Craig Rosengarten look, and... And then finally, I think Scott Murray had to bow out. So we had a choice. Either Corby plays or I play. And I said, Corby, you play. I'll write about it. I'll handicap the field, which was one of my most favorite things back then, just hammering everybody.
Yep.
And that led to the writing gig at the magazine.
Yep.
Before I went there full-time in 2002. So, yeah, interesting.
You've been with the
start.
Magazine 14 years, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? Need a vacation.
Pretty good run.
It has been a good run. So, yeah.
So you were a day one-er.
Yep.
Corby, was Corby a day one-er?
No.
So Corby was not. He came in after you.
Mike Fernandez. Oh, so here's the day one-ers. George, Craig, Gordon, kind of. He was kind of hovering around. He was doing bits. I don't know if he was on
He was kind of like...
I don't know if he was full-time payroll or not.
Was he an intern to start?
Yeah, maybe that. He was something.
He was an intern, he said, his first year, and the second year is when he hired full-time.
He was kind of Kramer-esque on Seinfeld.
Yeah, he was just kind of hover. He was kind of lurking and trying to find his way, and he definitely made a name for himself. And then Kurt Menefee, but he's not there anymore. I'm trying to think of who else. Steve Cactus Pryor, he runs production, so he's kind of behind the scenes. Me, Mike Fernandez, Mike Reiner, Ben. Jeff Catlin, although he left for a while.
Yeah.
To go run a station in Kansas City, so he didn't count. And so they're not many.
And then, yeah.
That's it. That's all that's left.
Yeah.
It's lone survivors.
And you wonder how many stories you've told me stories off air. How many stories you're going to hear? Great stories. You probably heard them yesterday. You'll hear more of them again today. How many stories can't you tell?
Tons.
Yeah.
Tons. Well, like any business. We're not going to tell everything about the magazine. You can't do it. No magazine or no business in the right mind would do that.
Yeah.
Even the ones that search for news, they report on news. If it's about them, they hush up pretty damn quick.
You know, it's funny. I was on the radio doing the T-Box for 6 years, and nobody noticed.
Until?
And how many times were you and I together, and somebody came up to you and said, "You're on the T-Box with Corby, aren't you?"
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for 6 years, and nobody noticed.
Yep.
Until one famous word.
The anus.
Yeah, so let's get to that real quick because we were slammed yesterday because we're going to press, but I did have the ticket on in the background and I'm listening to the top 20. And I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be a better than even chance. By the way, welcoming in Kern, who's engineering out here, and back at the station, Dave Wilson and Logan Gorley doing tickers. And I'm thinking, okay, there's probably got to be a better than even chance that the anus gets on the top 20. And I'm listening, it goes to 19, 18, 17, 16. And then I start thinking, well, nobody's called us. Because everybody that was involved in that bit was usually down at Ticket Stock talking about it.
And
So we didn't get a call.
That's why I figured we weren't going to be.
Yeah, and I texted Gribble when it got down about 15, 14. I said, "Anus didn't make it, did he? That did it." And he goes, "Nope, didn't make it." So I said, okay. But I think it's an outrage. I think somebody was cooking the polls. I think the P1, if in fact they did truly vote on the top 20, I can't imagine them not including that.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're still weekend hacks.
Yeah, but that blew up weekday programming.
Today,
I mean,
man.
Remember at one time, there used to be this the software program called Enco. And I remember when Groups was back there working, and we had a list of all the most played drops or the most played something.
Right.
And the anus was top five.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a big part of this.
And then if you add the I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm happy that I made my mark on such a great station by screwing up so badly. And I did it. Boy, right after that, the next year, I must have had...
A million. It opened up the floodgates.
I had 14 emergency breaks I was nominated for
right.
in 1 year.
Right.
And I won 6, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you raised the bar pretty high.
But it got to the point where some of them that were my best or my worst didn't make it just because, like you said, I mean... And the voting's a little off, too. But, yeah, I had one solid year.
You did.
Of... Wow.
You had a Hall of Fame year, but does 1 year make you a Hall of Famer? That's
no.
the problem.
No, I had a Hall of Fame year. I was, who was the guy who played for Atlanta Braves? Murphy.
Yeah, Dale Murphy?
Dale Murphy. I was Dale Murphy. I actually had 2 years, and the next year I promised I wouldn't get any e-breaks.
And then you got one in like 30 seconds. that was up at the Bridges, I remember that. So this is going to be a emergency brakeless year, I promise. And then it was a precipice or...
Prespus was in my and went
Bird
in our
dong.
Office.
God, I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, it's been a good run. Been a lot of fun. And I was talking to Reiner about it, and he was we were reminiscing about those old back in the day and just how wheels off everything was and didn't think it was going to get off the ground. And just Spence Kendrick, you know, owning it, being the money behind it. And we still have lunch with him every once in a while.
Yeah.
Good egg, entrepreneur. And, yeah, pretty good stuff. So the next 20 years will be crazier.
Boy, in 20 years, though.
It'll be 100.
You will, and Reiner will, and...
So I was 37 when the ticket started. Reiner was 43. So that's I felt young back then.
Yeah?
Younger, yeah.
Yeah. Shoot, I was... Yeah, I was 30. Just had. I remember when the ticket came on because I listened to Normal Cliff, and I listened to, you know, any other sports it was on. Yeah, look, we're sports junkies, right? I love... Brad Sham had a show, I think, on...
He did.
Carol D.
Yeah.
I listened to that. It was like I couldn't get enough, and all of a sudden the ticket starts like, holy crap, this is awesome.
One of the curious parts about the talks last night from all the guys was before the ticket, nobody could remember anywhere there being more than a one-man show. I think that was the genius of the ticket.
You did. You had...
Not a sports show.
Yeah, Wally Lynn and the...
That wasn't before the ticket, was it?
Yes, it was.
Leon?
Leon, yes.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Did that happen before it?
Yes.
But other than that, Carol D,
I couldn't
BAP,
stand... I didn't really like that show as much as I liked. They replaced...
Fisher?
Maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, that was an interesting dynamic. And then the number one ticket moment voted on was the 9/11. And I agree that's what put the ticket on the map.
Boy,
gave it some balance and some breath. And
you know, Craig Miller... I remember where I was driving. I had a doctor's appointment. I went in to get my doctor's appointment. I had a physical therapy thing. Mm-hmm. So I went in, I come out, and I'm listening. And things are different as I'm listening to the radio. And you could tell. And Craig called when the second airplane hit into the...
Yeah, they replayed that.
Man, it was... He was so good.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good. I was like, wow. I couldn't imagine listening to any other station at that point. No matter who it was, no matter what news anchor it was, he was so good in calling that, and it was so real. I was like, all right, he's got me.
I was working with Bob and Dan at the time for another year, and I was probably cutting up millions of miles of sound for, you know, emergency break or for Homer calls or whatever. But anyway, I had the Today Show on at home, and I see the first plane go in. And I said, that's interesting. Oh, actually, you didn't see the plane.
You
the
didn't
first
see
plane.
It.
You saw the
saw
smoke.
Smoldering.
I said,
smoldering.
Well, that's smokering. and then when the second one hit, and the ticket, remember, you know, we're on delay.
Right.
So I saw it, and it's like a dog. You cock your head, and you go, okay,
What just happened?
What just happened?
Yeah.
It's the second, and then Craig came on, and then the ticket did not talk sports for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think there was a time on the first day, I'm not sure they took a commercial break.
I don't think they did either.
It was really crazy.
Yeah.
But the guys just did a yeoman's job. It showed that we were the ticket, especially the weekday guys, were more than just yucks and fun. They were.
Yeah.
They had something else.
Yeah.
And it was more of a community setting where you could go down to the town hall and everybody's wigging out. They don't know what's going to happen. There's no plane flights. And you could just sit around and just listen and talk.
I'll tell you the other two real quick because I know we're coming up on a break.
Mm-hmm.
But... I thought you guys, I had done, so the way I weaseled my way into the ticket was I told you, since you were noon to three, hey, let me come on once a month and talk about local golf. And you let me come on once a month. And
right. In
order to make sure I did it well, I didn't do it on the phone. I always would go wherever you were.
Right.
And I would just do, you know, a 5 minute deal. I drove an hour to do 5 minutes.
Price of fame.
But the right during the mix of you guys and the orphanage. Was when the rant was when the shuttle blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you guys did an awesome job on that too. That was awesome. That was a pretty big moment for me too, because I remember listening to that. And the other one was number two had to be when Gordon got arrested in Green Bay.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to the ticket site, it'll list all the top 20, and all of them are worthy. I just thought the anus would have cracked the code.
Hit a top 20.
Anyway, so all good stuff. We're at Crest Cars today. A pretty interesting show today, I think, we have on tap. Local guy schooled the master yesterday.